Edgar Cayce once said of carbon steel coins, also known as cold coins, listen to this now, he said, "Do not take this as being a superstition or as something which would be a good luck charm. But if the entity will wear about its person or in its pocket a metal that is carbon steel, it will ionize the body from its very vibrations to resist," and in this particular case, throat ailments and then, you know, problems with your nasal passages and things like that. Shelley, I guess Edgar had some kind of a coin or mineral or metal for just about any problem, huh?
Yeah. The thing that's interesting about the Cayce readings is that he gave over 14,000 readings, and each one of them was completely unique to the individual who was receiving it. So it wouldn't be like you would always recommend that, but that particular remedy that you've just mentioned, the carbon steel coin, is one that I've talked to people who have been using that for years and do swear by it. I mean, and if you look in the Cayce catalog, for those people who get the bar catalog with the Cayce products, they sell a little coin, and you just keep it in your pocket. And there's a whole section in this new book that's about the metals and the non-metals that are in the periodic table. And I really do feel like where the gemstones, I feel like, are addressing more of spiritual energy and more spiritual concerns, I feel like metals really are impacting our physical body because of the electromagnetic frequencies that run within our body, and these metals react with it. Plus, we have iron in our bloodstream, and because we are made up of, when you think about it, everything that's in the periodic table is what comprises our universe, and we are, in our physical body here, just a mere microcosm of all that is in the universe. And so we recommended those, yeah.
Tell me about this energy field, though, that's out there. I mean, do you have to, one, be a believer in these stones or these minerals or metals? I mean, what if you're very negative about all this stuff? Would it still work for that person?
I guess, yeah, to me, it's the reason why I started teaching stones is really, well, first of all, because I love rocks, but it's not really, again, about like what Edgar Cayce says. It's not like so that we can become dependent on that or we think we have to have that. It's more about getting people to think about the fact that you are not just your physical body. And for, like, even Edgar Cayce, the reason why he got into doing what he was doing was by accident, because he was, you know, just humming right along, and one day he got a virus, and for an entire year he could not speak. And so when he was at the end of his rope, which is a story that I personally can understand, when you're at the end of your rope and you've tried everything else and modern medicine is not doing it for you, you will begin to turn to an alternative form to heal yourself. And so apparently Cayce had a friend who said, "Hey, would you be interested in trying hypnosis to see if you could get your voice back?" And he said, "Well, sure. I mean, it's been a year," and he can't, you know, he was a photographer, but I mean, it's really limiting his work and his life, and so he said, "I'll try anything." And so he went to the hypnotherapist, and he said, "Okay, but the thing is, I want to put myself to sleep. I don't want you putting me to sleep." So they said, "All right, well, fine, put yourself to sleep." And then that's when he woke up with this source, you know, tapping into this source that seemed to have this flow of universal knowledge, you know. So I want to say about this as a healing modality, like when people are skeptical, I can say, like, my parents, you know, like I said, they like rocks, but they thought, come on, Shelley's into some kind of weird quackery.
Yeah, we're losing Shelley. Shelley's going over the edge, they thought, right?
Shelley's losing her mind, man, and we're going to haul her off in a paddy wagon. But I was vindicated, George, because my mother, I gave her this stone on the front cover of the new Edgar Cayce book. There's a picture that I took of some different types of serpentine, and one of the serpentines that's on the cover there is a stone called infinite. And infinite is the name, it's like a trade name for a particular stone that comes from a mine in Africa. Because, like, I think that part of the energy of the stone could be because of it's just a certain type of stone, but then it can also have to do with the mine that it came out of and the geological influences of that area. And this stone, infinite, is it's the other one that is an amazing healer. And my mom had a locked up shoulder. She couldn't even move. And I said, look, you know, try this. Just tape this stone onto her shoulder, right? She's like, and she just the same thing. I mean, when you're desperate, you go, okay, well, whatever. You know, this is silly, and I think this is stupid, but if you want to have me do that, I'll just do that. And about 2 hours later, she said, she started moving her shoulder around. She's like, this is really strange. And with that same stone, like when I'm teaching a class, I was in Sedona doing a workshop out of the Unity Church there on stones, and I passed some infinite around this woman in the back row. Between the time I was giving the talk and the time the talk was over, she comes up and she goes, I guess I'm going to have to buy this now. And I looked out, and the stone had turned black because it was taking on something.
That is weird.
It's weird, George. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not nuts. And if I hadn't seen this stuff with my own eyes, then maybe I wouldn't even believe it either.
I don't think you're nuts. I don't think Edgar. I don't think Edgar Cayce was nuts.
No, I mean, you know, you have to think about the ancient Egyptians and the Native Americans and all the ancient civilizations. I mean, that what we think of today when we go to the jewelry store and you're picking out some jewelry for your wife or whatever, you're not. We don't always get into the consciousness of that the reason why the ancient civilizations wore them, like the Incans and the gold and the, you know, the Egyptians and all the adornments, they did those that because it was part of their spiritual ritual. The adornments were more of a spiritual thing. But we forget that now. I mean, kind of, you know.
Well, what's the difference?
We just think, oh, well, it looks pretty, so we'll do it. But there's more to it than that.
Shelley, what's the difference between the stones, the metals, the minerals? What do they, are they, do they each have some kind of different medicinal property or anything like that?
I believe when I'm teaching this gem healing class, I want to talk to people about the fact that, of course, we have our physical body, but then you really do have an energetic body, and I like to call it the subtle energy system. Some people would call it the etheric double. And within your energy field, you know, we know that memories, this is one thing I'm talking about in hypnosis, that memories and thoughts are things and they occupy physical space. And so, like, let's say you come for a hypnosis session and I take you into a past life and we can clear or we can discover things verbally, and that's really good for the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, but that also there is an energetic component to that memory, and that memory is actually sitting there in your energetic field. And so when I can address that memory energetically as well as verbally, then that's when the whole person's consciousness shifts.